Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 19. Two types of attachment to Krishna. Attachment to Krishna can also be broken down into two categories. On one platform, there is attachment with awe and veneration. This type of attachment might be characterized by a certain lack of freedom and is exhibited in Mathura and in the Vaikuntha planets. In these abodes of the Lord, the spirit of transcendental loving service is restricted. However, in Gokula Vrindavan, love is freely exchanged. And although the cowherder boys and damsels of Vrindavan know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not show awe and veneration because of the great intimacy of their relationship with Him. In the five principal transcendental relationships, awe and veneration are sometimes impediments obscuring the Lord's actual greatness, and sometimes they can actually impede one's service to the Lord. When there is friendship, paternal affection, and conjugal love, however, such awe and veneration are reduced. For instance, when Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, his parents prayed to the Lord with awe and veneration because they understood that the Supreme Lord Krishna or Vishnu had now appeared before them as their little child. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Devaki Vasudevascha Vigyaya Jagad Ishvarao Kritasang Vandanao Putrao Sasvajate na Shankitao. Vasudeva and Devaki saw their son kill the powerful demon Kamsa, and after this they were immediately released from their shackles. Then Balaram and Krishna offered respects to Devaki and Vasudeva. Both father and mother wanted to embrace their sons, but they understood now that Krishna and Balaram were the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore they hesitated to embrace them. And so their parental love for Krishna and Balaram was therefore hampered and decreased by awe and reverence. Although the Supreme Lord was present as their child, Devaki and Vasudeva began to pray to Krishna. And similarly, when Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, Arjuna was so afraid that he begged pardon for his dealings with Krishna as an intimate friend. For as a friend, Arjuna often behaved unceremoniously with Krishna. And upon seeing the awesome universal form, Arjuna prayed, Saketi matva prasavang yad uktang. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi, ajanata mahimanang tavedang, maya pramadat pranayena vapi, yach chavaha sartam asatkritosi vihara shayasana bhojaneshu, eko tavapi achuta tat samaksham, tat shamaye twam aham aprameyam. Oh, I have in the past addressed you as, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, without knowing your glories. So please, forgive whatever I may have done out of madness or in love. I must have dishonored you many times while relaxing or while lying on the same bed or eating together, sometimes alone, and sometimes in front of many friends. Oh, please excuse me for all these offenses. And similarly, when Krishna was playing jokes upon Rukmini, she feared that Krishna might leave her, and she became so perturbed that Rukmini dropped the fan with which she was fanning Krishna and fainted, falling unconscious upon the floor. And as far as Yashoda, Krishna's mother in Vrindavan is concerned, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Traya Chopanishadvishcha Sankhya Yogaischa Satvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Haring Samanyatatmajam. When Mother Yashoda saw all the universes within Krishna's mouth, Yashoda was astonished for the time being. And Krishna is worshipped like Indra and other demigods by the followers of the three Vedas who offer Krishna sacrifices. Krishna is worshipped as impersonal Brahman by saintly persons who understand Krishna's greatness through studying the Upanishads. Krishna is worshipped as the Purusha by great philosophers who analytically study the universe, and Krishna is worshipped as the all-pervading Supersoul by great yogis. Ultimately, Krishna is worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the devotees. Nevertheless, Mother Yashoda simply considered Krishna her own son. Therefore, the Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by all Vedas and Upanishads, as well as by the Sankhya system of philosophy and all authorized scriptures, was considered to be born in the womb of Devaki. And it is also stated in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chyakva yashting sutang vitam vigyayarpaka vatsala iyesha kila tang badhung damnatad virya kovida. Mother Yashoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful Krishna was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, Yashoda never cared even to know who Krishna was. Therefore, when Yashoda saw that her son had become excessively afraid, Yashoda threw the stick away and desired to bind Krishna so that Krishna would not commit any further naughty activities. Thus, Mother Yashoda bound child Krishna with ropes as if Krishna were an ordinary son born of her body. And similarly, there are other descriptions of Krishna's being treated as an ordinary person, as found in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uvaha Krishna Bhagavan Sri Dama Anang Parajita Vrishabhang Bhadrasena Stu Pralambo Rohini Sutam. Indeed, when Krishna was defeated in games with his friends, the cowherder boys, Krishna would carry them, notably Sri Dama, on his shoulders. Regarding the dealings of the gopis with Sri Krishna in Vrindavana, it is described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that when Sri Krishna took Srimati Radhika alone from the rasa dance, Radhika thus thought that Krishna had now left all the other gopis. Although they were all equally beautiful, Krishna satisfied Radhika in this way. And so Radhika began to think proudly, "My dear Lord Krishna has now left the beautiful gopis, and Krishna is satisfied with me alone." And in the forest, Radhika told Krishna, "Oh, my dear Krishna, I am not able to move anymore. So now, if you like, you can take me wherever you desire." "My dear Radhika, just come, lean against my shoulder." And as soon as Krishna said this, Krishna disappeared, whereupon Srimati Radharani repined greatly. Meanwhile, when Krishna had disappeared from the scene of the rasa dance, all the gopis began to repent. "Oh, dear Krishna, we have come here and we have left aside our husbands, sons, relatives, brothers, and friends. Neglecting their advice, we have come to you. And so you best know the reason for our coming here." You know that we have come because we are captivated by the sweet sound of your flute. But you are so cunning that even in the dead of night, you have left girls and women like us. And this is not very good for you. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 19, Two Types of Attachment to Krishna, recorded June 12, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.